give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
1101 97.5 The Fanatic. Welcome back to the show as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast in the post. Until midnight, I'm Devon Gibbons. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show. Sixers fall 119-113 to Washington on the road. Back at it on at home over the weekend for back-to-back set. Saturday and Sunday, Cleveland and Toronto. Here in Philadelphia, two good games. Hopefully they can beat Cleveland the way they should, like they did on the road. When they were here in Philadelphia, Cleveland gave them everything that they were looking for, and they picked up the win. Close one. But once again, stepping on the floor thinking you can just beat an opponent when you're not there yet, you're not that good yet, to have that type of mentality. Prove something first and then go out there and feel that way. But even when you do feel that way, you make sure you go out there and back it up. And they, right now, in this situation, are not doing that. On the road, they are 5-7, while they're 10-0 at home. This team has to be better. Has to be better. Pardon me, 5-7. Yeah, 5-7 on the road, 15-7 overall on the season. Fifth in the Eastern Conference behind the Toronto Raptors at this particular moment. 610-632-0975. We're in the post. Flyers fall 3-1 in Coyotes. And the Dallas Cowboys are losing to the Bears 31-14 midway through the fourth quarter. Chicago with the ball. Key third down here. Let's see what happens. But let's go back to the phones as we get into, again, in the post with this Sixers loss with Jules in D.C. next on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jules?
What's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there, man. Bad loss, though.
I was there tonight, bro.
Oh, okay. Take us there, man.
Yeah. So, in D.C., it's a very transient town, and anytime the Phillies, the Eagles, Sixers come to town, it's a home game. It's a home game in there. It's nothing but Sixers jerseys. This is a home environment. And I'm so sick of this Ben Simmons experiment. It does not work. He is easy to defend. We're blaming other players offensively for his inability to play with basketball IQ, his inability to even get to the right spot on the floor. It's 4-on-5 every time we're on offense, Devon. These players are, this free agent, Ish Smith was here. He knows Ben's weaknesses. Coaches are leaving the Sixers and going to other places. It's no longer a secret. We have to trade him immediately because in the coach, he enabled this culture. He enabled these two young men to waste summers, to not take care of their diet, to not improve on their games, to not go play for the national team and get better. We enabled him to be what he is, and this is horrible. And from the outside, it's downright embarrassing that we're fighting for a guy that's been in the league for 4 years. He sat out 1 year, 4 years, and he won't shoot the damn ball. It's frustrating. It makes us look not, and we're not intelligent right now. This does not work. It doesn't work. He dribbles, he stops at the free throw line and looks to kick out and then disappears. Somewhere on the block, now the paint is clogged. Now as a scorer, Tobias, I can't drive to the rim. I have to shoot now because Ben won't even get to a spot on the wing where he could just stand there and draw a defender there. I'm hamstrung by 25 inability to be aggressive. He doesn't play through contact. He doesn't protect the rim at 6'10". He's not good. He's just been anointed from high school, and I'm just sick of it. It's not fair. It's not fair to the fans. It really isn't.
Man, listen, normally I would sit here and defend Simmons because that's typically what I would do because he does so many things, Jules. Right now, I mean, I know he had a fantastic line when you look at it overall, right? You look at the line and he had 19-8. I mean, pardon me, 17-10-5. But the 7 turnovers, and it's just something that we continue to see. And why does he continue to make these? Because as you pointed out, he's not being held accountable enough. And he feels, well, I'm sure he doesn't want to make the turnovers, Jules. He does them. He keeps doing the same thing that could potentially lead to them. And his defense has been very good, very, very good. But not enough where we're talking about what we're talking about. Jules, great stuff, man. Safe trip back. Thanks for giving us the account from D.C. at the Capital One Arena as the Sixers fall 119-113. I say it all the time. You guys know it. I'm a Ben Simmons guy. He's making it really difficult for me to defend him every single night. He really is. He really is. Frustrating. Matt in Collegeville is in the post next on the Fanatic. Matt.
Hey, first time, long time.
Good to hear from you, man. Thank you.
Listening to your show for a long time. I really, really like your show.
Appreciate it.
The Sixers, they're such an enigma to me. Like, I mean, we have such great talent, I feel like, on our team. And, like, yet, they can't seem to pull it together and you know, create in the big situations, you know, a win. And, like, does that really fall down on the coaching? Or, you know, it's just, you know, I guess I've always had concerns about Ben since even when he was in college. Like, you know, he couldn't even bring his team to the tournament. Like, is he really a winner? Like, I don't know. I'm, like, so torn on this.
Yeah, and the thing too here, Matt, is Brett Brown says, and we just talked about the turnover thing and what he said about them having to be better with the turnovers because they're trying to grow the young players. He also said, and Dee pointed this out last night when we were together, Matt, that he spoke about we really won't know who we are until Christmas. And we said it at the time, like, that's not, no. Why do you have to wait when we find out right away that Toronto losing Kawhi Leonard, they know how to get it done. Boston losing Kyrie Irving and Al Horford, Marcus Morris and Aaron Baines, and they are sitting there with the record that they have, right? Yeah. And I can go on and on with Miami losing Dwayne Wade, bringing in Jimmy Butler, and Milwaukee, of course, losing Malcolm Brogdon. Chris Middleton is hurt right now, but they find a way to get it done despite the fact that they also had to make changes and adjustments. What is the excuse for the 76ers? Why is there an excuse for the 76ers when everyone else seems to find a way to get it done?
Totally
agree. Yeah, Matt, it's just frustrating, man. Great stuff. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call. Safe drive home. 610-632-0975. Oh, man, we got so many people that want to talk about this. Just frustrating on a Thursday night. Why? Because you should have beaten the Washington Wizards. They put up 40, hung 40 on you in the second quarter. Where was the defense? Where was the defense? Davies Bertans had a perfect second quarter. A perfect second quarter. Let me give it to you one more time before we go to Paul, Bruce, a couple open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Davies Bertans in the second quarter. 11 minutes and 58 seconds, so he played the entire quarter. 7 of 7 from the field, 5 of 5 from deep for his 19 points, and I never look at this, never. The plus minus, because I do not care. Typically, I do not care. And I'm only stating it because of how crazy it looks on the stat sheet. I'm looking at the box score, how crazy it looks. A plus 20 plus minus. Then I say, well, let me look at the rest of the guys and see where they were. Plus 12, plus 18, plus 16, plus 18 in the second quarter for the Washington Wizards. The Sixers? Minus 11, minus 7, minus 11, minus 9, minus 16, minus 9, minus 13, minus 2, minus 12. That's your second quarter plus minus for your 76ers. 40-22, Washington hung 40 on the Sixers, shooting 66.7% from the field in the second quarter. Winning tonight by 6, 119-113 over Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. We go in the post with Paul next on the Fanatic. What's up, Paul?
Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, hi. Well, it's funny you brought that up, how he shot 7 for 7. I had two things I want to talk about, the turnovers and the substitution pattern. And part of that, this guy's shooting, he hits 3 of 3, put somebody else on him. Brett Brown, for years, he substitutes by time in the game, not by
feel.
Matchups.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
No feel, no matchups like the great coaches used to do. This guy's hitting shots get somebody on him. He's hitting wide open shots. Knock him on his backside a couple of times.
Thank you.
And change it. Some games, in the first, I have season tickets. I go to games. There's nine players played by 4 minutes left in the first period. It looks like a CYO game where everybody has to play sometimes. Everybody doesn't have to play every game.
No,
can play eight guys. Toronto played eight guys against us last week to win that game. They really did. But his substitution pattern, whatever the time on the clock is, that's how he substitutes. And it kills me the way he does it. But into the turnovers.
Yes, please.
The turnovers, since he's been coach, their turnovers have been terrible. Now, when they were bad, you said, okay, Tony Rhodes throwing the ball into the stands, everybody's turning the ball. But he doesn't stress this. Everybody talks about, seven turnovers tonight. How about your center has eight? Your center shouldn't be touching the ball that much to get eight turnovers. At least the point guard, he has it every time.
Well, the center is going to touch it that much. The thing is, if you're going to touch it that much, touch the basketball that much, protect the basketball.
Yes.
Stop being sloppy and careless with the basketball this point that they're going to come after you and you keep talking about the same thing. Yeah. Fix it.
Yeah. He dribbles in the turnovers. He shouldn't dribble more than twice. Anytime he gets the ball, after the second dribble, he should pass or shoot. That should be his rule.
Yeah, and if he passes it, I'm okay with them saying, you know what? Yeah. I'm coming back to you because you have to repost. I'm good.
Exactly right. Remember Shaq when he was in his prime day, double team. Even Howard, when Howard was good,
Dwight.
He had his 3 points. Dwight Howard, when he had those 3-point shooters around him, they double team him, throw it, he'd throw it back out. They throw it back to him, and he get a dunk.
Yep.
I mean, we don't do that. He doesn't get rid of the ball. He dribbles. The second guy comes. Now he tries to pass, and he loses it, or he forces a shot. The turnovers have to be. You have two guys that have 15 turnovers. Your two best players. That's ridiculous.
And that's, to your point, Washington, 12 total for the
12.
Team. Now,
exactly right.
They come back home Saturday and Sunday, Cleveland and Toronto back-to-back. Cleveland, a very well-coached team by John Beilein. They gave them trouble the first time they were here. Sixers took advantage of them when they went back up to Cleveland a week later. But this is a team that's scrappy, that feels confident that they can play against you, and they're going to come in and they're going to work hard. And if you continue to play that way with some veterans like Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson and Jordan Clarkson, and again, a well-coached team with some young talent, Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, they're going to get you. They're going to bite you, Paul. And you cannot allow that to happen
coming off
of a loss like this. But we can't keep talking about rebounding from a tough loss, coming back. It's too much of that at this point.
Do you agree with the substitution pattern?
No, I do not. Not all the time.
I mean, you agree with me.
Yes, I do. Yeah, sometimes he doesn't go off of feel. He goes off of what his sheet says.
He never seems to go off of feel. You could, and you're sitting at the game, and you could almost tell at the 7-minute mark who's coming out, who's coming in.
Yeah.
The only time he switches is between Thibault and Furkan, and he's got to make a decision on one of those guys. Just don't play Furkan, play Thibault. Five will play his extra minutes and do something there. And then he's got to make that decision.
You talk about the subs last year, man. It's crazy. The last 2 years when JJ was here, and JJ was my favorite player outside of Simmons and Embiid, you knew. 7 minutes, both he and Embiid were coming out of the game. Right.
Yeah, to your point.
Right.
He did five shots in a row, JJ. He'd take him out.
And he has to take him out because he got to stick to the 5-minute mark and he got to get him out. Paul, great stuff, man. Hope to see you down at the game sometime, man. Great conversation. 610-632-0975. We're in the post until midnight. I am Devon Givens. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing the show as we talk about the 119-113 loss to the Wizards tonight. Sixers fall to 15-7. We keep it moving. We go to Overbrook. Bruce, next in the post. How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, Devon. How's it going?
It's going, man.
First time calling you, Devon, but I listen to your show often.
Thank you so much.
It's a couple things now. I want to talk about the Sixers, specifically Brett Brown and Ben Simmons.
Okay.
Okay. It's pretty obvious now what both of their flaws are. I don't really want to discuss the flaws that much. I want to discuss that maybe how this can be fixed.
Okay.
Brett Brown's going to be here. The only person in this organization that has the authority to let him go is Josh Harris. Elton Brand does not have more authority in this organization than Brett Brown does. Brett Brown was very instrumental in Elton Brand getting his job. So I don't believe Elton Brand at all has the authority to let him go. Brett Brown's going to be here. As long as Brown is here, Ben Simmons is going to be here.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'll say that I know the ownership group loves Brett Brown, but after all these moves that they've made, if they do not get to the Eastern Conference Finals and advance to the NBA Finals, I do think they will move on. And if they fall below 500 at any point of this season, which could be hard, I think that they would really, really, really consider it if that, in fact, happens. And they have to. They have to consider
it. Right.
Because to your point, they're not going to do anything with Embiid, and they're not going to do anything with Simmons. And if you're trying to trade Simmons right now, I'm not sure who will take that bait right now. Maybe in the offseason, yes, but right now I think they'll be like, we'll wait and see how the entire season plays out, what he does and what he doesn't do.
Right. I agree. Now let's get to Ben Simmons.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into what he can and can't do. We all pretty much know what he can and can't do now. Now you're a ball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a ball player. With Ben Simmons, what I see is have the Sixers as an organization, have they approached him anything about seeing a sports psychologist, or maybe even going a further extent, hypnotism? And what I mean by that is, when I see Ben Simmons, his flaws always go to his mental. It's all mental. When I see the mistakes he makes, the reluctance to shoot, we all know that he has a fear of failure. That is all mental, Devon. And I believe, I don't know whether the Sixers have ever approached him about it. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. If he sees a sports psychologist, that could help him.
Well, sports psychologist Bruce, I know one name that's out there a lot of times. He's down there a lot. So
Dr.
Joel Fish. Yeah, you're right. So, Bruce, I'm sure that they have. He's been there. I don't know if they've talked to the player. I don't know, but he's there for a reason when they ask him to come through. So I have no clue. I would say he would not do that. I do agree with you, though, that for me, it's always been, Bruce, that he's afraid to look bad because he's always been great at everything else. He doesn't want to look bad in this regard, which is just mind-boggling to me, because you are so good at the things that you do and you have confidence in yourself. I said it a little bit earlier, man. Bruce, thanks for the call, man. Great conversation. Appreciate it. He has so much confidence in the things that he does so well, which oftentimes leads to these turnovers, that he leaves his feet and he's make these passes because he thinks that his passes, his ability is so elite that he can fit that ball anywhere. And I love that he has that confidence, but he has to be smart about when he does it. But then I go to the other side and say, if you're so confident in that, why are you not confident in doing the other things that could take you over the top in terms of where you are in rankings in the NBA overall with the rest of the players? I don't get it. I mean, I'm guessing. I'm not saying that I'm right. It's just a guess, because he's leaving us all to guess. Look at what Bruce just said, speaking about him speaking to a sports psychologist because he's afraid to fail at something. He might be right. He might be wrong. Bruce might be wrong. But Simmons is leaving us to think this way because they keep doing the same thing over and over again. Over and over and over again. Mark 1961 on Twitter says, I agree. It's win now. So would you go Ben for Damian Lillard? Every time we get these trade proposals for Ben Simmons, I shoot them down saying, stop, I'm not doing that. I'm not having this conversation. But if you're asking me, like Mark is, I always say the conversation that I would have would be with Neil O'Shea in Portland for Damian Lillard. Because of his catch and shoot ability out of the double team for Embiid, the fact that he can drill like he does from deep, his penetration, working and playing off of Embiid would be tremendous. Portland's not doing that. That man is locked in to that community, that city, that state, that basketball organization, that franchise. He's not going anywhere. Damian Lillard. Unless he wants out, they will not move him. CJ McCollum, they might. He's also ingrained in the same thing, the community, organization, fans, so on and so forth. He might be the one that you could have. He might be the one that you would have. So I think you would have to shift, Mark, your thought process from Lillard, which is perfect, to CJ McCollum. And would you do that? But why would Portland do that? If you look at Ben Simmons as a point guard, when Damian Lillard is there as a point guard, yes, I'm sure they could play together, but they're both going to need the ball. Can he play off of Ben? I'm sure he can because he's a scorer as well. The Nike thing is also intriguing. That Beavertown, right? That's where home base is for Nike. While Dame is an Adidas athlete, they will never shy away from a Nike face. A big-time Nike face like Ben Simmons being there in Portland. But for the organization, why would they do that, Mark? Why would they do that? Yes, they would get a young player in Simmons, but I don't think they would do that. 610-632-0975. Matthew and Raheem, hang on, guys. When we come back, we're coming straight to you on the phones. We'll give some more tweets. We have a bunch of those about tonight's game. Plenty of those about tonight's game. So we'll do that when we get back. 610-632-0975. This is In the Post until midnight. I'm Devon Givens on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 1129, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens in the post. Sixers fall 119-113 to the Washington Wizards tonight in D.C. They are now 15-7 on the season. Back-to-back games this weekend at the center. Cleveland on Saturday, Toronto on Sunday. So hopefully they can continue their home winning streak and improve to 17-7. But this one right here stings for me and so far the people we've had on the phones. Just frustrating because of the 21 turnovers leading to 30 points by the Washington Wizards. Well, by the Sixers, 30 points for the Washington Wizards. Just frustrating overall. And why does it continue to keep happening the same way that it happens with the turnovers by your two best players who you know. They know they, once again, when I say these things, and we all talk about it, when we say these things about them and with what they're doing, we're not saying that they will go out there and just, oh, let's just turn the ball over and it's no big deal, all that. No, they don't go out there to turn the ball over, but they keep making the mistakes where they're not fixing the problem to eliminate those turnovers. They keep doing the same thing, believing that for some reason, oh, this team has never seen me. I can do this. I can throw this pass. I can dribble this many times in this traffic and so on and so forth. But the same thing keeps happening. And it is very frustrating. Very frustrating. The Fanatic Pro Shop has arrived, guys, in Quality Fanatic in Philadelphia. Sports-themed merchandise and apparel right now at discounted prices. Open for browsing. Right now, just in time for the holiday gift shopping season, the Fanatic Pro Shop at 975thefanatic.com. Let's go back to the phones as we are in the post with Matthew and Glendore on the Fanatic. Hey, Matthew, how you doing?
How's it going tonight?
It's going.
Guys, in my opinion, Ben Simmons is not the problem. Ben Simmons plays the game 100 miles an hour. He's an incredible player, and he's got the ball in his hands the majority of the time, so he's going to have turnovers. He's also going to get you a triple-double every night. the fact is,
yeah, but sometimes that triple double is going to come in the fashion of the turnovers being that third category of doubles.
The game tonight, as they were making a comeback, the game tonight was because of Embiid. You have your center who had some of the most ridiculous turnovers where he's holding the ball down low. Guys are coming from out of nowhere, stripping the ball from him. That Embiid has no business being at the top of the key in this offense that they've designed. And I think that has everything to do on the coach. I'm not a Brett Brown fan, and I think that he's misusing Embiid. And now it's either, what's the problem here? Is it Embiid's bullying him and telling him, no, this is what I want to do? And Brett Brown is just kind of like saying, okay, you're the big guy. I'll do what you want to do. Or is Brett Brown just that stupid that he doesn't realize that this is an ongoing, it doesn't matter who you bring in and out of here. This has been the ongoing problem forever. It's the same story.
Well, here's where you're right. Here's where you're right. Brett is also a problem at times because he never held these guys accountable, so they're going to do what they do. To your point, you're right. Embiid is a big-time problem when it comes to these turnovers because of that and the outside shooting where he lives out there too much. But he does lead the league in post touches and post work down there. But I think you're totally wrong, Matt, when you say that Ben Simmons is not a problem. He is a problem, and I'm a huge Ben Simmons guy, but you have to call it what it is. He does the same. Yes, he's a young point guard, and they turn the ball over. You're absolutely right.
Now, you know,
but he keeps doing the... Hold on, Matt. He keeps doing the same stuff. Matt, you cannot leave your feet and throw a pass where you don't have an idea of where it's going.
Okay, but Embiid is doing the
same. I'm not ignoring Embiid, but you cannot ignore. I'm saying both of them. You're saying it's only Embiid. No, it is not. It's all three of them.
In a game tonight, okay, where if you have Embiid, yeah, he put up great numbers tonight, okay? But if you have Embiid down low, compare him to any big man that's ever played the game.
Matt, you're not wrong.
He's never had turnovers.
Matt, I'm not telling you you're wrong.
And they never shot three-pointers either. They are using Embiid incorrectly.
And I'm not telling you you're wrong. Where I'm telling you you're wrong is for you to sit there and say that Ben Simmons is not a problem, where you say that 17 and 10, yes, it's a fantastic number, the efficient 8 of 10 from the floor. You're absolutely right. You're going to ignore the 7 turnovers? No, if you're going to say a point guard is going to have turnovers, it better not be more than 4. And they better be very good ones where you thought, you know what, I know where he was going with that one.
But he's really not your point guard. He was tonight out of necessity.
Who, Ben? Yes, he is. Who's the point guard?
Josh is.
No, he's not.
Yes.
No, he's not. He's your secondary ball handler. No, he's not.
Ben,
I would say
Ben.
Come on, Matt. No, I'll let you go on for 3 minutes and we would just, no. Let's just move on because no. Raheem in D.C. in the post. Heem, what's up, Ra?
Hey, Levon, look, man, I traveled down here to the game tonight, and I was there, and I'm going to make it quick, man. Look, you got a problem in Philadelphia, and the problem is well-defined. I saw that game with Houston and San Antonio and Popovich when one of the center didn't do what he was supposed to do, and Popovich called the timeout. He ran over to the guy and pulled him to the side and said, "What are you doing?" Brett Brown in Philadelphia does not have control of this team. Tonight, there in that arena, let me tell you, down the stretch, Devon, when it was like a minute and a half left in the game, we were down like 8 points. Ben Simmons brings the ball up. He goes to the right side of the court in the corner, held the ball for 8 seconds. And didn't shoot that damn three in that corner. Look, Ben Simmons has got to shoot the ball. I mean,
he's not a problem, Ra.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And at the end of the day, I spent thousands of dollars and I traveled here to come and stay in D.C. to go to the game. And I'll be up there on Sunday. It is when they play Toronto. But I'm sick of this. I want them to be consistent. Where's your consistency? I mean, this is what we need, not just in Philly, when you travel on the road. We got to fix this, man. And I will take Lillard straight up.
Oh, Simmons. Of course you would. But
they wouldn't do it.
You're not doing that. No, why would they do that?
They're not going to do it.
No, it makes no sense.
No.
And right now, Ben Simmons, to the point of what I was trying to make to our caller before you, Ra, 3.7 turnovers a game for Ben, 2.9 for Embiid. They both have a turnover problem. They both should be better at it. And yes, the coach has to hold them accountable for it. But we're not going to exclude them from the problem that they are right smack dab in the middle of it.
But I don't believe, neither three of them believe that they have a problem.
That's not good.
That's not good. We're telling them the face. Look, and I'll let you go with this.
Yeah.
When the final whistle sounded and they came, I was about maybe 15 feet away, and I'm telling you, I screamed out to the top of my lungs, "Ben Simmons, shoot the ball!" And he's heard me. He heard me loud and clear. He knows it, right?
Yes, he knows. Yeah, he knows it. He said it at the beginning of the season, Rob, when he was asked the question by Jack McCaffrey, and he said, about him not shooting. He said, listen, well, I've been able to get to this point without shooting. I'm an all-star, so, right? You hated that answer. But then he came back. He came back like a day or two later and said, you know what? I understand what my weakness is. I know I have to be better. I've been working on it all summer to try to improve my outside shooting. I know I have to shoot it. So he said it, right? He said it. And he shoots the 1-3, shoots another jumper, but he doesn't do it enough. So yes, Ra, he knows it.
I'm frustrated, man.
Hey, man, hang in there. We'll see you down there this weekend at the game, man. 610-632-0975. Hey, Vac, hang on. We're going to get you on the other side to close down the show, give you your full time to say what you need to say. I don't want to rush your phone call as we get ready to go to break as the Sixers fall 119-113. Yes, Brett Brown was upset. He felt like the turnovers were a big-time problem. I'm looking at a quote here. He says, "I didn't think we responded well at all. Thought that it took us about 36 minutes, 38, to come out with an energy level that we have been playing with. You don't attain defensive standards and rankings playing the way we did in the first three periods and some." I mean, when Bertans is going off like that, guys get hot. We know it. What are you doing defensively? Emi Udoka, as a coach, defensive coach, what are you doing to change things up? What are you doing? What are you doing differently? Run him off the three-point line. Make him put the ball on the floor. Is he capable? Absolutely. But those threes hurt. Make him make twos. Make him take shots on the move. Make him have to make a pass on the move. Potentially could force a turnover there. Vac, we get you on the other side. Hang on. We give you all your time. For anybody else who wants to get in before we get out of here, final segment, 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon is producing. I'm Devon Givens. We're talking Sixers. 119-113 loss on the road to Washington. 8 turnovers by Embiid. 7 by Simmons. Washington had 12 total as a team. 610-632-0975. We're in the post. Final segment on the other side here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens. On 97.5. The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
For joining us tonight here on The Fanatic in the post following a Sixers loss 119-113 to Washington. I'm Devon Givens, 11:46, final segment. Dylan McKinnon, great job as always producing the show. Really appreciate it. And the Dallas Cowboys have helped out the Philadelphia Eagles yet again. Man, that's why it stings that they lost that game, right? They would be 6-6 right now. Dallas would be 6-7. The Eagles could beat up on New York and improve to 7-6, but they mess it all up. But they're still in the okay spot, because if they win, they'll be tied in the division again if they beat New York on Monday night. It's going to be interesting going down the stretch. I'm not even going to say it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting down the stretch how these two teams play. So right now, Dallas has the Rams next at home, Philadelphia here on December 22nd, and their final game will be against Washington in Dallas. Philadelphia has New York, Dallas, no, pardon me, New York, Washington, Dallas, and New York on the road to close out the season. So buckle up, guys. Buckle in. Let's see how things play out. Sixers, plenty of basketball left. I'm just mad at how they did this one tonight. 22nd game of the season, 60 games remaining on the year. Plenty of time. They can go 60-0 right now, and it might not mean anything. Right? It might not mean anything. But, man, come on. Get it together, guys. Let's go to the phones. Vac, hanging in there in the post with us on the Fanatic. Vac, thanks so much.
Hello, Devon. How you doing?
I'm doing, man. How about you?
Well, I was doing okay until after this game, man. And I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, Devon, this is my thing, man, with this team. I don't know, but I feel like there is something like accountability issue here. Because, like, I mean, I don't know what it is, but someone once told me that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expect different results.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you can't, I mean, Joel Embiid, you can't turn the ball over 8 times and then Ben Simmons 7 times and you expect to win a game in this NBA. I don't care what is a bad Washington team. I mean, if you turn the ball over that much, that is just a fast break opportunity. Easy bucket.
Bad things are going to happen. Bad things are going to happen.
That's going to happen. So, and I like Brett Brown, to be quite honest, but I just feel like, I mean, his voice is not, it's not resonating with these guys. I mean, we know it's a turnover issue, but they're not doing anything to fix it. And which means they are not taking anything from him. And it's sad, but I don't think he's going to be the coach that really going to, I mean, that really going to get these guys to listening and then doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I play sports. You know, I play soccer. And I'm telling you, if you're not listening to your coach, it shows in the game. And it's evident. I don't care what anyone say. It's evident that these guys are not listening to Brett Brown. Because they keep doing the same thing.
Keep doing the same thing. And you know he's saying, protect the basketball. We can't turn the ball over. But they continue to do it. And we don't, at least we don't see anything on the floor the way there are the consequences of taking minutes away and so on and so forth.
Right. And like the previous caller said it. I mean, so I don't know, but you don't see that conversation on the bench when some of these guys do some dumb play. But you know, you see other coaches. I mean, maybe like, you know, like Popovich can get away with that because of, you know, because he got all these championships and stuff. But, you know, I just feel like sometimes you really need to get on your players a little bit and tell them this is not acceptable.
Yeah, yeah, he has to do something. Hey, Vac, thanks so much for calling, man. Appreciate the kind words. Really appreciate it. We want to try to get everybody in here tonight on the phones. We go to Gerard and Trenton next on the Fanatic in the Post. What's up, Gerard?
Hey, what's up, Devon? How you doing?
I'm doing, man. Tough one tonight. Even though with plenty of basketball left to be played, it's just tough.
Hey, man, look, I gave up for right now because, to me, I think Ben going to be with – he's going to be Ben. He's going to get the ball. He's going to pause. He's going to give it back. Joel going to be Joel. He's going to get 3 guys on him. He's going to look, go to the hole, then look when he missed, like, what happened? We ain't passed the ball, bro. Come on. Like, you're doing the same thing from last year.
But have some way to go with it, not just pass the ball. Have some way to go with it. Don't leave your feet. Stop picking up your dribble.
Exactly. I mean, it's like, I'm like, am I looking at a repeat from last year? Like,
yeah, you are.
I didn't even watch the game tonight. I told my son yesterday, I said, look, we're going to lose. you know what's going to happen. I said, I'm going to go just call.
Wow, I didn't believe that, though. I thought they were going to win.
Nah. I said, they're going to lose. I said, they're going to play down to the competition. And
that's exactly what they did.
I said, I'm going to be mad. I said, I might call Devon that night. I don't know. I said, hey, let me call real quick and see if I can get in the week.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. Hang in there, man. Gerard, they'll get it together. We know they'll get it together. But right now, in the moment, it's just frustrating.
I got to say, I'm hanging in there. It's the beginning of the season, you know. They frustrate me right now, but I'm hanging there with
them. Yeah, just correct the problems. Yeah. Gerard, thanks so much, man. Tell your son I said what's up, man. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it. One more before we get out of here. We go to our buddy in Germantown. His name is Adam. He's in the post. What's going on, Adam?
Devon, great show. I'm glad I'm the last call.
Thanks, man. Good to hear from you.
All right. I'll be quick. I noticed there are a lot of teams that play way under 100% effort. I look at these condensed games, and they're about 10 minutes of the game, and you see it, and you see teams playing flat. Sixers, they don't do that. And that's Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons leads by example, and everyone follows. You know, in that way, he is an extension of Brett Brown.
Point guard is always the extension of the coach, right?
Yeah, so I will say I don't consider him a true point guard, but he is an extension of Brett Brown in the 100% effort, and that makes a big difference night after night in winning 50-plus games. Mm-hmm. So, and then I look at Embiid. You know what? He follows Simmons in the same way. And tonight, yeah, their turnovers were too many. This happens to them on the road against good coaches and good team defenses, but I'll live with it, man. You're talking about living with Simmons and Embiid for 50-plus wins for probably the next decade, as long as they're together, and you're talking about at least going to the second round for the next decade. You know how many GMs?
Yeah, but that's not good enough for me.
It's good enough for me. And you know,
I don't care about 50. I don't care. I mean, we know 50 is the standard now because that's what it's supposed to be. Adam, thanks so much, man, for jumping in. I always appreciate you joining. Sorry we got to get out, even though you were on for 2 minutes. At the 50 wins, I'm not impressed anymore. It's 50 plus, obviously, close to 60. It's about where your seeding is. And yes, you need the 50 wins to get there. But it's about where you end up in the postseason at this point. That's where I am with this basketball team. That's where I am. Not just, yes, 50 wins, fantastic, love it, number one, number two seed. You need it. I'll take it, and they can still very well get there. They should get there. But these are frustrating, very frustrating. Back just in time for the holidays, get dinner for two to Chima Brazilian Steakhouse for only $57 with this week's Fanatic Deal of the Week. Enjoy the fresh gourmet salad bar and two Rodizio dinners, which includes Gaucho service. It's the perfect gift, and it's only available while supplies last. Purchase now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. Dylan McKinnon, thank you, man. Appreciate it as always. I'll be back tomorrow with Rob Motti at 7 o'clock. I'm sure we'll be talking about the Eagles now that they have life again pumped back into them after this Cowboys loss. We'll talk some Sixers. We'll see what's going on with the Phillies if they make another move. And the Flyers, unfortunately, fall to the Coyotes tonight, 3-1. I'm Devon Givens. I'll be back with you tomorrow at 7. Have a great night. Talk to you then right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.